Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. News about hopeful economic indicators out this week is muted for many who are caught up in the growing disparity between the haves and the have-nots. Let's focus on those Americans with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, there's good news this week on the consumer spending and manufacturing fronts, though that's a little comfort to those who are getting by from paycheck to paycheck. How many Americans would classify themselves in that category?
Well, that's an interesting question that we get out in several different ways. We ask Americans and have tracked for many different years, Dave, rate your own personal financial situation. And we also say, do you have enough money to live comfortably? And what we did is, here recently, is we combined those two, and we came up with about a quarter of Americans whom we defined as living at least somewhat on the edge, in the sense that they say they don't have enough to get by on, and they also rate their financial situation as poor. So that's about one out of four Americans, not necessarily desperately on the edge in the sense they have no shelter or no food, but they're in a situation where they're really having trouble getting by, it looks like to us.
Now, does that one in four include both those who are unemployed and those looking for a job?
That is all Americans. We have looked independently, though, at workers, and that's an interesting situation as well. We ask, speaking of living on the edge of employed Americans, if you were fired, lost your job, how long could you get by? And 14% said they could only last a week. Now, that's pretty much living on the edge if you could only last a week if you lost your job. And another 29% said they might be able to eke out existence for only a month. So you put those two together, and that's well over 4 out of 10 American workers who say they wouldn't be able to survive but about a month if they were to lose their job. So that's another indication that there are a bunch of people out there who need that steady cash flow and be in big trouble if it stopped.
Though, do most workers feel they have job security in 2014?
They do, and this is an interesting phenomenon. You know, even in 2008, 2009, when we had the big problem of the recession, the vast majority of American workers continued to say they didn't think that they were going to be fired. Now, maybe some of that is reduction of cognitive dissonance. You know, none of us who work like to think we're going to be fired, so we may push that out of our mind. And, of course, the vast majority of Americans are working. You know, with unemployment 6 or 7%, obviously you have most Americans who are working. So most Americans think they're going to keep their job. Maybe about 16% say they are worried about losing their job. But that means over 8 out of 10 aren't worried at this point about losing their job.
Do Americans think they have enough money saved up to retire comfortably?
You know, that's a big problem. Half of us do and half of us don't. And these are Americans who are not yet retired. Now, back in the early part of the last decade, the decade of the aughts, it was about 6 out of 10 workers said they had enough to retire projecting ahead. And that dropped, believe it or not, as low as like 38%. So coming back to 50% now, who say they have enough money to retire comfortably, is certainly up from where it was a few years ago. But that still means half of workers are really worried about having enough money to retire. And you know, Dave, it is not young Americans are so worried. You think it might be because they're worried that Social Security will cease to exist. But it's Americans who are more on the cusp of retirement, say between 50 and 64. They're most worried, because they're thinking about it, presumably, about not having enough money to retire.
And many who want to retire look to Florida or Arizona. Are those two of the favorite states to reside in?
They are not. This is very interesting because we have asked in a couple of different ways recently residents of all the states in the union, is your state one of the best or one of the worst to live in? And basically what we find is if the weather's cold and freezing, that's where Americans, generally speaking, love their state. Number one is Montana and Alaska. 77% of residents of those two very cold states say it's the best or one of the best possible states to live in at the top of the list. And other states in the top 10 include Utah and Wyoming and New Hampshire and Vermont and Colorado and North Dakota. So there's something about those Midwest and Western states and those two New England states. And I have to add, Texas is also in that list, which doesn't conform to the coldness. But nevertheless, those are the states where Americans seem to be happiest.
What accounts for that love of the colder climates?
We don't know for sure. We've looked at it. Of course, these are smaller population states, except for Texas, that are in the people really like. So maybe it's something about not having a dense population. Maybe the kind of people that live in Montana like the big open spaces, big sky country, as Montana is called, and just love living there. And where you're going to find people least happy are in Rhode Island and Illinois, far other end of the spectrum.
Did you get back to the tri-state region?
We did, and Pennsylvania and Delaware are slightly below average. I'll be specific, 34% of Pennsylvania residents said that their state was one of the best, or the best state to live in. And compare that to Montana, where it's 77%. Delaware a little higher at 39%. So both of those are slightly below average, but only 28% of New Jersey residents say it's one of the best or the best state to live in the country. So basically, a lot of states in the Mid-Atlantic region and some states in the South and Illinois are the ones that residents are not happiest in.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.